Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 2548, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Welcome back to another special Friday edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your questions. On all the other days, I read health and fitness blogs to you like an audiobook. Now, once a month, usually during the first Q&A episode of the month, I mention a bit about my background and credentials so you can better understand where my perspectives come from. Given this is the first Q&A of the month, it's time. I've always been obsessed with Batman for as long as I can remember, but I wasn't always interested in nutrition, exercise, health, and wellness. Basically, all the things I talk about on the show, I could have cared less about when I was a kid. But being diagnosed with a chronic disease at the age of 19 definitely changed my life's purpose. It was then I decided to focus my attention on helping others so that no one else had to experience a chronic disease diagnosis like I did, especially at that young of an age. In order to do that, I wanted to have some credibility. This is not meant to be a humble brag, but instead gain your trust. I received both my master's and doctoral degrees in public health, and to really cover all of my bases, I also became a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist to the American College of Sports Medicine. I've been teaching in higher education for almost 2 decades now, and I'm currently faculty within the California State University system. I've published peer-reviewed studies, presented at national and international conferences, and have been interviewed by over 70 different media outlets for my expertise on basically all the things I discuss on this podcast. So all of this to say that when I provide my commentary after each episode and answer the questions you send in like today, I hope you feel as though it's coming from a place of truth. My only intention is to help you feel your best. All right, and with that, let's hear today's question and start optimizing your life.
Hi, this is Danielle, new listener. My question is about gut health. I'm interested in learning more about that. Just wanted to know, how do I keep my gut healthy? Thanks.
Thank you for your question, Danielle. I'm so glad you found our show and thanks for listening. Gut health has certainly been receiving a lot of attention lately. This is because scientists are just starting to uncover how the gut interconnects with every other system in the body, possibly all the way up to the brain. It's possible that the types of bacteria found in our gut may influence the health of, like I said, the brain, our immune system, our ability to lose weight, and even our risk for developing diabetes. Specifically, researchers have been spending a lot of time exploring this thing called the microbiome. One of the biggest challenges when studying the microbiome is actually trying to define it. Even those that specialize in studying it aren't really sure how to define it, or even what to call it. Some use the term microbiota as a synonym for the microbiome. What we can agree on is that first, we're talking about the good bacteria found in the gut. And we're talking about lots of them. It's estimated that each person has anywhere from 10 to 100 trillion of these good bacteria in our intestines. And remember, these are good bacteria. They help keep us healthy. And what's amazing is that each person's microbiome is different. There are lots of different strains or species of these good bacteria within each person, but in different quantities. It's actually believed that there are at least 400 different species of these good bacteria within each person. It's these different quantities that make everyone's microbiome unique. And what researchers can also agree on is it's always a good idea to try and preserve the health of your gut. So then how do we do this? Certain things can actually injure the microbiome. Now, to be clear, it would be quite a feat to destroy all of the good bacteria found there. Remember, we have trillions of good bacteria at any given time in our intestines. But it is possible to temporarily decrease the amount of these good bacteria in the gut. One of the most common ways this happens is by taking antibiotics. Now, we take antibiotics to help us get over bacterial infections. The trouble is these medications don't know the difference between good versus bad bacteria. Antibiotics just kill bacteria, good and bad, it doesn't matter. Now, please don't get me wrong. If your doctor prescribes antibiotics because you have an infection like bacterial pneumonia, strep throat, or a sinus infection, for example, please take them. If you skip your antibiotics, the infection can spread and cause much more serious problems. So let's say you finished your course of antibiotics and want to get the numbers of good bacteria back to a healthy level, basically resetting your microbiome. How would you go about doing that? Well, one of the best ways is to consume fiber-rich foods. So foods like beans, lentils, nuts, whole grains, oats, fruits, and vegetables. These will all support the regrowth of these beneficial gut bacteria. Consuming a combination of these foods will provide your body with something called short-chain fatty acids. These short-chain fats help the body create more healthy gut bacteria. Now, at this time, it's not worth going out and buying short-chain fatty acid supplements. Instead, eating a fiber-rich diet, including the foods I just mentioned, would be the way to go. So if you can consume anywhere between 25 to 35 grams of fiber each day from the foods I just mentioned, you will replenish those good gut bacteria in no time. Now, what about probiotics like those found in yogurt? Probiotics are live bacteria that support the health of our microbiome. And yes, foods like yogurt, kefir, and Yakult contain lots of probiotics. The trouble is, we don't really know how helpful these foods are when it comes to actually increasing the number of good bacteria in your gut. This is because these foods have to first pass through the stomach before they get to the intestine. And the stomach is a pretty harsh environment for most things. So it's possible that many of these good bacteria are destroyed before they get to the intestines where they can thrive. We must also be careful before supplementing with probiotics as well. As I've mentioned many times before, the supplement industry is kind of like the Wild West right now. Supplement manufacturers are creating products that aren't being tested by independent third parties. So they're putting fillers in their products and sometimes marketing them as supplements. So it's very possible you could go out and purchase what you think is a probiotic supplement, but if we were to actually analyze the product to see what it's truly made of, we might find it contains no good bacteria at all. Or if the product does contain good bacteria, there aren't enough of them to make a difference. So it really comes back to eating whole foods that are good sources of dietary fiber. Again, those are foods like beans, lentils, whole grains, nuts, oats, fruits, and vegetables. You know, all the stuff I end up recommending we consume regularly anyway. Another way to promote gut health is through exercise. We're discovering that walking, jogging, and running may promote gut health because these activities help keep things inside the intestines moving along. In fact, a common treatment for constipation is to take regular walks or go for a light jog. Lastly, stay hydrated. Now, no need to go overboard here, but drink enough water so that your urine is a pale lemonade-y color. If your urine is clear most of the time, you're drinking too much water. You don't need to overhydrate because you can actually excrete vitamins and minerals that way. If your urine is darker than lemonade, you need to hydrate more. So, keeping your gut healthy really comes down to three things. Eat foods that are good sources of fiber, beans, lentils, nuts, whole grains, fruits, and vegetables. Exercise, possibly walk, jog, or run, and drink enough water so that your urine is a pale yellow color. If you're able to do one or more of these things regularly, chances are your gut will thank you. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Thank you again so much for taking the time to send in your question, Danielle. Now, if you want to submit a question to be answered right here on the show, plus get a copy of our workbook for free, you can email a question to health@oldpodcast.com. You can also call in your question. The number is country code 161 I love OHD. That's 1-614-568-3643. Or you can submit your audio question at oldpodcast.com/ask. Right there on that page, it's really easy to send in your audio question, and you can even do retakes before sending it in. Again, that's oldpodcast.com/ask. All right, that's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day and all the way through, and I'll see you back here over the weekend where your optimal life awaits.